Grilling mud at the end of the week. Thank goodness, one of the keys to ending the drama in the Gulf of Mexico. But as I said, one of the keys. Oil in the wetlands has been described like chocolate syrup, and it's the kind that kills. Obama and Felipe Calderon both slammed the Arizona immigration law, and wait till you hear what happened to the First Lady for a sneak peek. In fact, if you go to AmericaTonight.net right now, you'll know what I'm talking about. I was stunned when I saw what happened. And Wall Street reform, speaking of stunners, fails. Ooh. Too stupid. That's why. There were some definite things that should have been part of that, and I've been saying this all along, that weren't part of the Wall Street reform. When Dodd continually brought up the idea of reform, yeah, we don't want the banks, it's that whole thing of the banks too big to fail scenario. Okay, we get it. That's being crammed down our throat. But what happens to the small businesses? So I'll explain what took the legs from underneath Wall Street reform, at least for now. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. From left to right and all those gray areas in between, remember, this is water cooler buzz, baby. You're not shut out of this talk show, so you can join in and throw in your 2 cents at any time at 800-259-5791. Coming up in a few minutes here, we're going to go to Easy Ticket Mike, talk a little sports. But speaking of sports, because we had primaries just the other day and some what people thought were big surprises, but I wasn't surprised by Rand Paul. We'll talk more about that a little bit later and what happened in Kentucky. Now he's saying bring on the Democrats because he's this close. If you could see my fingers, they're squeezed together. He's this close to becoming the next senator from Kentucky. And then, of course, Arlen Specter getting the boot, basically, as he switched parties again. He does not win in Pennsylvania. But how about this for a sports story? Former NBA player, I remember watching this guy play, Chris Dudley, won his political contest. He grabbed the Republican nomination for governor of Oregon. He defeated a guy named Alan Alley with 40% of the vote, and with 70% of the expected vote counted, Alley had 32%. How about that? He'd been a consultant, I guess, on executive benefits, and he was a wealth advisor guy. He retired from basketball like in 2003, but he was a stud with the Portland Trailblazers, very popular. He played 16 seasons, or he played 16 seasons in the NBA altogether, but six with the Trailblazers. And I think a lot of people remember him as a Trailblazer. Brett Favre, oh, let's hope we don't have the talk about whether or not this guy is going to retire. So check this out. Vikings coach Brad Childress says he doesn't have an update from Favre about his playing status for the upcoming season, or even possible surgery on his injured left ankle. Childress is getting hounded by reporters in Minnesota for the latest word on the quarterback, of course. They had a big practice on Wednesday, and he wasn't there. He says he has not spoken with him recently. However, they might not be talking, but they are texting during... Exactly, they're texting during the off season. So Favre, once again, is playing coy about whether or not he'll return to the NFL. He just doesn't want the honey-do list. His wife, I heard his wife had so many chores for him when he decided he was going to retire that he's like, forget it. This is for the birds. I'm going back to playing football. All right, joining us now on the show, Mike Davis. Easy Ticket Mike. Mike, we're in the thick of the NBA playoffs right now. You're a big hoop fan. What do you like that you've seen so far? I mean, I'll just tell you at the top, I like the Celts pretty much for a lock in the finals. I know you liked Cleveland. You were pushing that Cleveland bell, and it did look good, but how about Cleveland getting upset?
Oh, you know, LeBron James, he didn't make it to the against Kobe again in the finals. I mean, everybody was hoping they'd see them go up against each other again this year, and, you know, I think unless LeBron goes to another team, he's never going to do that. But what I'm looking for is, you know, the Celtics and the Lakers in the finals. You know, the Celtics, they're up 2-0 to the Magic right now, and they go back to Boston And the Celtics are looking to close it out here in the next two games. They're in Boston and sweep Orlando. I thought that Phoenix looked pretty good for three quarters tonight against the Lakers. And I thought they might, you know, after the third quarter was tied 90-all.
Right.
But the Lakers, you know, just blew them out in the fourth quarter. It ended up, I think, what it was 124-112.
Yeah, and that's what you can always count on for the Lakers at the tail end to pull away from the Suns at the end. So they didn't fail. They put up a fight. But you're right. The Suns were impressive up until that point. So you've got NBA tickets, I'm sure, right? If people want tickets, where can they go?
Yeah, we have them through our website. It's easy, just the letters easy, and then a hyphen ticket.com.
Yeah.
And if you search, we've got a big banner on the front page. You just click on that, and it'll take you to all the NBA tickets that we have.
Sweet. You always have great premium seats. On the ice, baby, I couldn't be more stoked about my Philadelphia Flyers. I was counting them out against the Bruins, and then they rallied back for only the third time in NHL history to be down in that hole 3-0, and now they have come out just killing the Canadians. Just crazy. I think the Flyers wrap this up, and I think it's going to be the Flyers and the Blackhawks in the Stanley Cup Finals. What do you think?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. You know, in the East, it's the 7th seed and the 8th seed. Mm-hmm. So nobody expected the Canadians to do much anyway, but I didn't expect them to get this far. But, you know, the Flyers have been looking really good. But I think the Blackhawks are the team that, you know, they're up 2-0 over the San Jose Sharks right now. So, you know, it's looking bad for San Jose. So I think it'll be the Blackhawks and the Flyers, but I think the Hawks are going to raise the Stanley Cup at the end.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's going to be Philadelphia. But a lot of people like the Blackhawks, and I love the idea of Philly getting back in there, too. Will be a real street fight on the ice between these two teams, and especially Philadelphia hasn't been back to the Stanley Cup final since 97, and the Blackhawks had their own drought. There's no question about that. All right, let's talk about concerts quickly because, you know, a lot of people could care less about sports, even though you and I share the love of sports, but they love to listen to music. What kind of tics do you have for music?
Well, I've been following this little group. You know, they're playing some small venues, and usually I don't, you know, pitch any particular one, but this group, I'm looking for a lot of big things to happen. It's called Bullet for My Valentine. Mm. And they've been playing, you know, into venues 2,000-3,000 and just to sell out shows. But they were here in Dallas a couple weeks ago at the House of Blues. And, you know, they just put on a great concert. Friday night, they're playing to a sellout crowd in St. Louis at the Pageant. And the next night, they're in Chicago.
Wow, Bullet for My Valentine. I'm writing that down, Mike. I trust you on that one. Go to easy-ticket.com. Michael, thanks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, you have a good evening.
You too. All right, coming up on the flip side, VP's Prez. What did he have to say on the Hill today? We'll find out.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making the right decision decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised.
Hey, coming up in our virtual green room, we're going to usher in Ken Miller. Love this guy. We had him on before. He's great. It's been a while, though. And we're going to talk more about pirates and the waves they are making. Just the other day, the Somalia pirate was in a New York City courtroom and was all smiles. What was he smiling about? Anyway, we're going to jump to that in just 2 seconds. But first, Lamar McKay, the president of BP, the now two dreaded letters, on the Hill getting grilled once again. And he insisted to lawmakers, hey, do not worry about this whole issue of liability. We're going to take care of the fishermen. We're going to take care of the people who are losing their livelihoods because of the oil spill, if they're part of that 19% or wherever it should affect anyone. And even went on to say, look, we know these guys want to get to work and we want to do whatever we can to help. We're already cutting checks. Here's Lamar McKay.
BP will pay all necessary cleanup costs and is committed to paying all legitimate claims for other loss and damages caused by the spill. We're expediting interim payments to individuals and small business owners whose livelihood has been affected. We've paid over 19,000 claims so far. We have online filing 24-hour a day, 7-day a week phone and walk-in claim offices. We are striving to be efficient and fair.
All right, striving to be efficient and fair. That could be the new tagline for future commercials for BP. They got to make up some money, right? Some of the war chest went away. Speaking of war chests, what about those pirates in Somalia and the fact that they're holding so many people hostage and they continue to raid ships? Always happy to have Ken Miller come on. Langada Rules, that's the name of his book. Ken, thanks for popping back on to ATN. It's been a while. We appreciate it.
Kate, thanks for having me back on. I had a great time last time.
The one guy that they picked up, that the government decided to sort of make an example of was trotted out in the New York City courtroom the other day. And as I said, he's just a kid, baby-faced kid, and was grinning from ear to ear. But I think what people don't realize is their imagination or their idea of what a pirate is, these really are kids, right?
The guys who are actually on the speedboats taking over oil freighters, they're teenagers. They've been hanging around for a couple of days, getting high on the local plants, and they head out there. The brains behind the operation are parked somewhere in Europe, making tons of money and probably talking to a lot of other bad guys around the world. You've been on this for a long time. I was surprised how long you'd been tracking it when we talked before. So you know that the links with terror are starting to become clearer. These guys are dangerous. The kid they're holding in New York, he's probably just delighted to be in New York. You know,
I agree. Yeah, he's nothing down the chain. Absolutely, he's nobody of consequence other than he was just a soldier doing orders, doing what he was told to do, and that was to issue terror and to go and go after the freight, in other words, and try to get whatever he could. I call it the treasure chest, but that's what it is. It is the treasure chest. But here's what's interesting, too. People don't realize that now you're getting these modern-day pirates all over the place, and they seem to be, Ken, more active than ever. They do not fear repercussions, do they?
It's pretty strange. They've got these big ships now. They have been converting freighters into motherships. They can go 1,000 miles offshore, out into the Indian Ocean. So even though the U.S. and the European Union and the Chinese have linked up and we've got this battle fleet out there, it's tough to find these guys. I'm convinced they're using satellite technology to find their victims. They go park out on the shipping lanes, and when they see a likely target, they launch these speedboats with these teenagers on board, take over a ship that's probably crewed, like in the novel, by half a dozen or eight people, and take it captive. One of the oil freighters, Kate, had the equivalent of half a day's production in Saudi Arabia, and these guys just took it back to their pirate haven. That's huge.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And you've got countries pretty much all over the board, whether it doesn't matter if it's England or where or whoever it is, the Dutch, etc. Everybody's kind of figuring out how can they protect their ships that we're talking about and not be flooded with pirates and worried about ultimately what the implication is going to be and who they're going to have to reach out to for help, like the American Navy. So I wonder why, wouldn't you think, I don't know, just to me, if it was my ship, I'm sorry, if I'm going in those waterways, I gotta be armed and dangerous myself. I mean, I think everybody has to be on high alert. Why aren't more of those ships doing that, Ken?
Well, partly the merchant mariners on those ships have no interest in being combatants. You know, they've got long careers making the ships work, but they're not interested in battle positions. Another factor is that a ship like that, an oil freighter, it's carrying $100 million worth of oil. The owners of the ship and the owners of the cargo have no interest in seeing that blow up because some teenager fires a shoulder-mounted missile.
Yeah.
They'd rather pay $5 or $6 million in ransom, for which they may be insured, and get the ship back and go about their business. It kind of evens out as a cost of doing business. It turns out, I think we could say every household in America, if this keeps up, has got about $100 a year pirate tax on oil and natural gas, because that's about what it's costing to insure, to armor, to reroute these ships.
Yeah, no kidding. And then that goes back to the argument of what are we doing in a totally different direction with offshore oil drilling, because the more we're dependent on foreign sources, and, you know, I know somebody will call me and say, well, so much of it's in Canada. We're not getting everything from Canada, I hate to tell people. A lot of those ships are the ships, you're right, that are delivering stuff we need.
And, Kate, I don't listen nightly, so you may have covered this, but since we talked last, Interpol has opened an investigation into the money trail between Al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, which is basically Yemen, mm-hmm. and the pirates in Somalia. You know, at some point they are only 20 miles apart, where Yemen is across from the Horn of Africa. And these guys are no question that they're in communication, and Interpol's pretty convinced that that money is flowing in both directions, that Al-Qaeda is helping to finance pirates, mm-hmm. and that pirates are sending some of their earnings back to Al-Qaeda. In a sense, they have the potential to act as a terrorist navy. They're on the water. They know what they're doing. And they can cause immense disruption to international commerce. That narrow strait, that 20-mile strait, is the passage from the Indian Ocean into the Mediterranean and then on to the Atlantic.
Yeah, crazy. You know, well said. We only have a minute or so left. Langata Rules, you got to do a follow-up now to this. There's so much more you could put in yet another novel.
I know, and we optioned it for a film. There's a Vancouver film company that's putting the money together to shoot it, so I think that could be fun. It's, you know, it's getting nice reviews, and the hero is going to appear in a sequel, try to have another adventure. But I'll tell you, pirates, they keep on coming.
Yeah, no kidding. That's so true. Ken, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Good luck with everything, and thanks so much.
Kate, thank you. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, as always. And I want to mention this, too. 25% of the royalties from Langata Rules go to an organization called Fabric of Life. It's an international nonprofit that actually funds what you would call, a micro-enterprise and a co-op deal in Africa. So that's pretty good, the 25% helping to change a lot of lives. The second book in this series, I guess, is going to be set in New Orleans. Ooh, that'll be interesting, wouldn't it? There's a lot to talk about there, and then you could certainly tie it in with the pirates. All right, coming up on the flip side, Mexico, Felipe Calderon in town to meet with President Obama. How'd it go? Find out next.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
Donovan.
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You want to find out? In Texas, it's a real tug of war. That's coming up in our next segment, along with what I told you at the top, the fact that the Senate Republicans blocked the final vote on that banking reform bill, thank goodness, because it wasn't all nice, that was it, what was in there. You see, you go to these tombs, and you have to read them. And then when you read them, you say, whoa, are you kidding? I didn't realize that was what that meant. This is one thing I like about Rand Paul. When I talked to him a while ago, he said one of the things he thought should happen, and if he were in the Senate, first of all, he's all about the term limit thing, but if he were in the Senate, there would have to be a waiting period before a vote on a bill, and there would have to be mandatory reading of the bill. That is, there would be some way that that would have to be something that would happen in the Senate, because we're seeing that there's so much that's going on. People aren't reading, people that represent us aren't reading the fine print. Would you ever sign anything or vote on anything that you didn't read the fine print on? Would you go to a homeowner's meeting and just agree to whatever was said and then realize, oh, no, I just agreed to pay more money? I just agreed to do X, Y, Z? Of course not. Hopefully not. And this is what's happening. So with this block, I think it was key, and I think it was key because a lot of what was being proposed really wasn't out there. And I'll touch on that coming up around the bend. But first, big, 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 big state dinner in Washington. And the state dinner was a state dinner that featured Mexico's president, Felipe Calderon, and, of course, our president, Barack Obama, and the wives. But it's not so much about how sparkling and wonderful Michelle Obama looked in her beautiful blue gown at the dinner, how dazzling she was, and what a fine affair it was, and how tight the security was at this state dinner. And one person was actually turned away because they didn't have the right ID. Remember what happened at the last state dinner? Some crashers got in because they wanted to be on a reality television series. And, of course, you have the president of Mexico in the house. So there really was lockdown at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But part of the discussion centered around, a little bit of the discussion, centered around immigration and this Arizona law. The president and Calderon both condemn this new, tougher, bigger, badder, nastier Arizona law. And instead, they're calling for a federal solution. Well, that's nice. First of all, I love it when Felipe Calderon decides that he's going to tell us what we should do with our laws. And, you know, that's another story. And he was asked his opinion, to be fair, this time around. Last time around, he just gave his opinion and told all Mexican nationals to avoid Arizona, please. Especially when 500,000 illegals are in Arizona. It could be more than that, but the estimate is probably 500,000. So when they sat down and they talked to the media, the whole deal, a lot of it was over this crackdown and in Arizona and that this should happen federally instead, and that all that was a need for some help, and that's why that happened. And Calderon called the law discriminatory and said Mexico would reject any effort to criminalize migration because of what the two countries share. Now, this part is true, and I don't know how many people realize this. The United States and Mexico do have an economic impact going both ways, actually. As much as I bag on all the money that goes into Mexico, and let's face it, it's the money that's being sent back by the illegals, which is a big chunk of what that country doesn't want to lose, there's also a lot of trade between the two countries, our two countries. In fact, more trade between the United States and Mexico than the European Union. And for some reason, that surprises a lot of people, but it doesn't surprise me. It has been that way now for a while. Can you say NAFTA? So the scoop is they both came out about wanting to do something about immigration that affects millions of people on both sides of the border, but they don't like the Arizona law, think it's wrong, and that they've got to seek some other way to fix this broken problem. Obama specifically said it would require solving border security, the employment issues, we know that, and citizenship issues, all of them, all three of them at one time, because that effort collapsed in Congress 3 years ago. So now the Arizona law kicks in July 29th, and it requires police to question people about their immigration status if, and this is the key, and this is what people haven't read, like Eric Holder, the attorney general, if there's reason to suspect they're in the country illegally, and it makes it a state crime to be in the U.S. illegally. So it's not so much that somebody's walking down the street and they're pulled, they just randomly are yanked off the street to be questioned because, to be tacky about it, they have a sombrero on or they have the wrong shoes. Somebody suggested that the way they dress, which actually was pretty good for the comedians to bag on, but not true. So that's not the idea. They have to be in the process of enforcing another law. They had to have had something else happened where that would be revealed. Then they could be questioned about it. So far, unless some legal challenges are successful, the law does kick in at the end of July. I really think it's never going to be enforced because something will stop it, some kind of challenge, some kind of legal challenge with all the suits that are being filed. Now, there's been another poll. Brace yourselves, because I know you're so excited about polls. But the latest AP poll found that 42% favored the Arizona law. 24% opposed it. Another 29% said they're neutral. How are you neutral? You're walking around like Switzerland in the middle of this thing? I don't buy that. They're just too chicken to say what they think either way. So this was a big Rose Garden appearance with the two of them. And specifically, the quote was, Obama said the Arizona law was a misdirected expression of frustration. And he expects that he's going to announce soon what the government's going to do about it, What the Justice Department is doing is they're reviewing whether the law violates civil rights. That means Eric Holder has to actually read it. And so Calderon was upbeat about the chance of finding a dignified way, he said, of dealing with migrants. He keeps calling them migrants. And many of them, he said, many of them, despite their significant contribution to the economy and to the society of the United States, still live in the shadows. And occasionally, as in Arizona, they face discrimination. Give me a break. I mean, here's the problem with that statement. They're in the shadows because they came across the border illegally to work, to make that money. And yes, they're contributing. And shame on the companies that just wanted to make every single penny, to suck every single penny out of the system that they could. So in strawberry fields or in lettuce fields and produce or factory work or in meat packing plants or wherever it is, sure, there was a blind eye turned. And that's the problem, because the ICE guys could have enforced this decades ago, but they did not. So we already know that. But please, with the living in the shadows and then facing discrimination, there's a great way not to live in the shadows. It's stay in Mexico or come through the legal route like so many others have killed themselves to do to get to America. But I don't want to jump on a big soapbox and lecture and spew out all my feelings that you've heard many, many, many times on the show. Instead, I want to turn to something that was on my website I posted a while ago, americatonight.net. A strange thing happened. Michelle Obama, the First Lady, and Mrs. Calderon, the First Lady of Mexico, took a little field trip. They went to Silver Springs, Maryland, and they were in elementary school speaking to some second graders. And this is what happened when one of the second graders raised her hand to say something to the First Lady.
My mom said that she says that Barack Obama's taking everybody away that doesn't pass the paper.
Yeah, well, that's something that we have to work on, right, to make sure that people can be here with the right kind of papers, right? That's exactly right. Yeah, well, we have to work on that. We have to fix that. And that everybody's got to work together in Congress to make sure that that happens.
All right, so did you hear that right there? I give Michelle Obama a lot of credit because she didn't hesitate. She just dove right into that question. The little girl asked about, you know, that her mother said that Barack Obama wants everybody to have papers, that they have to have papers, and she was following that up with, my mother doesn't have papers, so that's been the conversation in her household. Sadly, that's what the conversation has been. She's in second grade. She doesn't understand. She lives in America. She doesn't understand what all that's about. You know, so as I called it on my blog, out of the mouths of babes, and so points to Mrs. Obama, honestly, for being able to dance around that question. But it's interesting what she said, that everybody in Congress has to work on it. It didn't really quell the little girl's fears as she was trying to get in there. Look, my mother doesn't have papers, because she thinks her mother is going to get thrown back across the border. And then I thought about this a little bit more. And, you know, maybe the little girl realizes that nothing happens, that it's nothing but hot air on the Hill. And that's why 3 years ago it was a hot potato. Nobody wanted to deal with it. There were marches. There were a lot of people upset. There was some conversation generally, but nothing happened. And what President Bush was talking about, this road to amnesty, is exactly what Obama is saying should happen. But nothing has happened except for more destruction to schools and our healthcare system, and in Arizona, all the gangs and the drugs. Ooh. Coming up, we're talking finance next.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's DUBLIShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Like my Phillies, woohoo! Red hot if you're paying attention to Major League Baseball. What isn't red hot is the discussion around the oil spill. You know, Pat Benatar had a song called Hit Me With Your Best Shot. If I were, and we played a little clip of the president of BP at the top of the show, once again telling the boys on the Hill that yes, we've already taken care of 19,000 complaints. We're handling it, we're processing it, we're getting checks to people, all that kind of stuff. And then the concern is, well, if the oil stays in certain areas, it's not just going to be one and done, baby. We want to make sure you stick around and write some more checks. So if I were with BP, you know, you might not want someone in your grill entirely because the world is now furious at you and everybody's in your grill. But I would certainly listen to any inventors or any ideas. If I'm throwing shredded tires and golf balls into a well to try to close it and everybody knows it, and then I kept quiet how many gallons were actually leaking out of the well until I was forced to give up my video and everybody saw the massive amounts of black plume that was being emitted from this leak, then I would definitely be up for anybody throwing some darts at the dartboard. So BP has gotten thousands, I mean thousands of ideas from the public on how to stop a blown oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. And the inventors are upset, many of them, because they say they're not being paid attention to. Now, some of the things that have been suggested, just so you know, oil-eating bacteria, bombs, also a device that looks like a giant shower curtain. Yeah, there's thousands of people with thousands of ideas. In fact, 10,000 fixes. But I guess BP, upon second glance after a few irate calls, decided, maybe we're going to take a couple of looks at some of these ideas. The people are willing to suggest things, and they're doing this free of charge. It isn't a PR thing. So maybe we will take a second look at it. Everybody knew about the junk shot, and that's what opened this up. And this other junk shot that they're talking about would also include shooting knotted rope and the golf balls into the blowout preventer, because what they're hoping they'll do is they'll lodge into the nooks and crannies of it and just plug it up. That's it. So they've got a tip line in Houston, and the company is actually going to test one idea from, check this out, actor Kevin Costner. And what he suggested was a centrifuge device to vacuum up the oil. Who knew Kevin Costner could put all that together? But it wasn't delivered through the suggestion box way. Apparently he knew somebody that knew somebody, and he was able to bend the ear of the big boys. So vacuuming up the oil, that's a novel idea. Can you imagine if it cleared it up and it was because of Costner? So in the meantime, they've got something else that they're doing, the top kill deal, which is the thing that's been talked about now for a while. The top kill method means you shoot heavy mud into the bad equipment on top of the well, then aiming cement at the well to permanently keep down the oil. If that works, even if it does work, it could take several weeks to complete that. And the tar balls that they found in the Florida Keys, here's the good news, not found to be from the spill, because they were able to ascertain that. That is great news, because the rest of the people in Florida were worried about the winds and the currents, and they still are worried about that. But can you imagine if those tar balls had been from the Deepwater Horizon platform? Yeah, that would not have been good. Oh, speaking of not good, the Senate and this whole idea of financial reform. On the surface, it looks good, it sounds good, and nobody wants to bail out another bank. Namely, I don't want to do it. But the Republicans actually delayed that final action with a last-minute obstacle to the piece of legislation, because it's in the home stretch. Democrats looked like they had almost 60 votes they needed to move the bill forward. That's how they do it, right? So Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, not happy. He's saying that he'd look for a new vote on Thursday. What happened was the vote in Wednesday's maneuvering was really over a handful of amendments that were the final hiccups to try to have this happen. And I'm glad, because this is what is not happening. A lot of things aren't read. The legislation in overhauling the financial system is the biggest piece of legislation and the biggest overhaul since the 30s. And it would set up basically something to watch out for the risks of the financial system. It would make it easier to liquidate large falling firms. Great. Write new rules for complex securities that nobody can even figure out, that was blamed for helping to aid in the 2008 crash in the fall of 2008. And then there'd be this thing called the Consumer Protection Agency, which was a key thing for Barack Obama. But that means more money, more government with the Consumer Protection Agency, and they're not even sure what that would do. So the vote to end debate was 57-42, falling short of the 60 I said that they needed. You know, Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, swears that they're using this crisis as another opportunity to expand government cost, size, and even the reach of government. So you do have to ask yourself those questions. Think of all the things, the bailouts. Think of some of the new things that happened. Think of the ownership issues now, what the government owns, and how big you want your government to be and how much money you want to spend. But I think the key thing is what some of the amendments are saying. To me, that they're too big. You have to have that under control. And this proposed Consumer Protection Agency, what does that exactly mean? What is that going to do? Does it mean that there's going to be a cap on interest rates, or what can financial institutions do with the credit cards? You know, you get your credit cards, and for some reason people don't realize this. Well, who's issuing your credit card? How many Bank of America credit cards do you really have in your wallet or some other bank? So right now, banks and credit card companies only have to charge the interest rate that's permitted in the state where they actually are. If you toss a lot of this onto the back of the banks, they're still going to be shy on the lending, and then they're going to ultimately pass on the money that they need or the money that they have to pay out, the extra money, onto the consumers. That's what's going to happen. So, you know, when you see all those hidden fees, when you bank it wherever, you're gonna see them increase probably even more. That's the thing. And I think if they're talking about reigning in Wall Street, where's the focus on Wall Street? The derivatives, they don't even have, you know, they're talking about this complex securities, but they don't even have a vote on that amendment, which was the thing that brought down the House in 2008. So the bill, even Feingold said he couldn't vote for it. He just said it didn't go far enough, and I would agree. If you're going to go in that direction, then you have to do it right. Scott Brown of Massachusetts said he would vote with the Democrats, but when the vote came, he sided with his party. Reed was not happy. He said a senator broke his word with me. He wouldn't say who it was, but it was Brown. After the vote, Brown said he approached Reed and said he went to the leader, and I said I would be voting for cloture. And he added that this is, you know, we're trying to end this debate because the bill didn't include fixes that he wanted to protect Massachusetts insurance firms and banks that have money in trust from what they're talking about with commercial banks that have these trades, those derivatives, all that stuff, on their own accounts. So, see, there's where a lot of that confusion comes in. So it's I like what Senator Judd Gregg said. He had the best line from New Hampshire. He said the idea is a Mad Hatter's Tea Party. I'm going to go with that. That's what the piece of legislation looked to me. So let's see what happens on Thursday. Need to tinker with it a little bit more, boys and girls. It's just not going to work the way it is right now. Hey, if you have any thoughts on any of what we've talked about, send them my way, americatonight.net.
Mr. Ambassador, you have nearly 100 naval vessels operating in the North Atlantic right now. Your aircraft has dropped enough sonar buoys so that a man could walk from Greenland to